The response to the coronavirus has varied widely in U.S. cities, but it's hard to say if things are going according to plan because many large cities keep their local pandemic response plans private. NPR's Meg Anderson reports.
We know there's a national plan for dealing with the pandemic. That comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And there are state plans. But individual cities need plans, too. In fact, those are especially important because a lot of the decisions that get made in a crisis are local ones. When to cancel events, when to close schools, bars, and restaurants. Plus, cities are often responsible for safeguarding the infrastructure that needs to keep running.
The classic example, I think, that gets talked about is electricity.
That's David Brett Major. He's an infectious disease physician at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. He says local plans can help lay out how a city government will tackle the ripple effects of a pandemic. Like, what happens if hospitals run out of masks or no longer have enough healthcare workers?
If I have a dollar for emergency response, and I give that dollar to somebody, can she then go ahead and actually hire somebody to help or buy the gear?
He says money isn't that useful if there isn't any more gear to buy in the first place. And he says even just writing down what could go wrong in a crisis helps lawmakers think through those scenarios. But if you wanted to see your own city's plans, you might have a tough time. NPR reached out to the public health departments that serve the 15 biggest cities in the country. We could confirm that only one of those cities had their most current pandemic plan posted publicly online. Some cities said their plans couldn't be made public for security reasons.
Overall, it seems to me that it's the exact opposite of what we need.
Alex Capron is a professor of law and medicine at the University of Southern California. He says these plans aren't just bureaucratic documents. They help lay a foundation of trust so the public will actually listen to key guidance, like social distancing.
And I think we have to trust the public if we're going to call on the public to be a huge part of the response.
But this isn't just about everyday decisions like washing your hands or staying at home. It can be about life and death. He says if we get to the point where hospitals are overwhelmed and have to choose who gets care and who doesn't,
the sooner public health officials acknowledge that there are going to be these choices and share how they're approaching them, the better.
Both the CDC and the World Health Organization stress the importance of clear communication during a pandemic. But take some of the biggest cities in Texas. Austin has a plan on its website from 2006 that instructed city officials to communicate using CD-ROMs. A spokesperson told NPR that actually the city's most recent plans are from 2011, but they aren't on its website. Houston said the plans on its website from 2006 were also out of date. After NPR asked about those plans, the city took them down. Then there's the matter of keeping pandemic plans fresh. Brett Major says ideally, local public health departments would update and practice response plans regularly.
They happen in fits and spurts when really they ought to be dynamic.
Only about half of the 15 biggest U.S. cities told NPR they've updated their plan in the past 2 years. A lack of funding can be a big reason for this.
Our attention follows the news cycle, and that is what happens with funding.
But he says now, whether or not we were ready is kind of a moot point. The emergency is already here. Meg Anderson, NPR News.